Governor Gary Herbert appointed Gianni to the position after former executive director Dennis Kellen was forced to resign over allegations of mismanagement and violations of state procurement law. In the September 15th meeting, newly appointed Commission Chair Richard Sperry accuses Gianni of conspiring with the governor's office and keeping information from the commission. But Gianni defends herself.
You're not threatening me, Dr. Sperry. I need to make that very, very clear. As the longer I stay in this meeting, the more upset you're making me. So I don't care if I don't get confirmed. I'm doing what the governor has asked me to do. If you're unhappy with that, I don't think I'm the one that you need to talk to.
Sperry told Gianni the governor made a mistake in appointing her to temporarily lead the DABC, saying he didn't have the right to do so. The tape of the meeting was then shown publicly Friday for DABC employees and the media to watch. Despite the heat of the discussion, Commissioner Jeffrey Wright says he doesn't think people should be shocked that there is some conflict in a time of crisis.
I think you had a new executive director who was appointed by the governor, and I think you had a commission all trying to work together and figure out how we're going to work together in a situation where some very serious allegations were made about the previous management.
The commission requested the executive meeting be closed despite media objections. The video was released only after multiple public records requests with the support of Gianni and the governor. Wright told KCPW he's glad the video was released because transparency is a good policy. He added since the meeting, the relationship between the commission and Gianni has been restored.
As a commission, you saw that initial conflict, and I think we worked it out. And Francine is rightly reporting to the governor and the legislature, as she should, and to the commission. And so I think the information is flowing, and again, we're working together to solve problems and move forward.
A legislative audit released last month alleged the DABC had been involved in years of bid rigging and manipulated contracts, resulting in hundreds of thousands of dollars of waste. The details of that audit were presented to commissioners before the video was shown. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.